With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monades. The head of the Montana Department of Corrections defended his agency today after state auditors told a legislative committee that the department broke the law by housing adults at youth correctional facilities. The legislative audit committee heard that state law prohibits adults being housed at the Pine Hills and Riverside Youth Corrections facilities in Miles City and Boulder. The Department of Corrections started housing adults at the facilities earlier this year. Corrections Director Mike Batista.
My question is, what's the downside? There's just a lot of upside to what we decided to do. We helped out the jails, we helped out the department, and we helped out the people in need of the care.
Batista and some members of the committee pointed out that the department is also legally required to use state resources efficiently. With the population of young offenders dropping and adult inmates growing, Batista said it only made sense to relieve overcrowding in adult jails and prisons by moving some adults to underutilized but still fully staffed youth facilities. Batista said he's hopeful that a sentencing reform package state lawmakers are expected to take up in 2017 will help remedy his department's legal conundrum. The Montana governor's race has generated more broadcast television ads than all but one of the 12 states with gubernatorial elections this year. Data released today by the Center of Public Integrity show the nearly 39,000 ads broadcast in Montana between January 2015 and October 3rd is second only to the number of ads that have aired in the Missouri governor's race. State School Superintendent Denise Juno was asked during last night's debate what she would do to protect the rights of LGBT individuals.
Number one, get elected.
As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports from Great Falls, Juno welcomed that question from the audience.
Juno said this race is historic for Montana because she's a woman, Native American, and openly gay.
And representation matters. I've watched it happen at the state legislature with American Indians at the table in record numbers in our state legislature. The type of policy that gets talked about, the stereotypes that get broken down.
The state school superintendent says she's worked with local officials to make sure all students feel safe, and she would continue that for all Montanans when elected. Incumbent Republican Ryan Zinke also voiced support. He said the Constitution protects the right of freedom of religion and freedom of expression.
It's not my right to dictate how you think or what you do. And so I do support you. If you want to be lesbian, you want to be Muslim, you want to be whatever, doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter.
Please.
It doesn't matter.
Zinke said what makes America strong is diversity in message and thought. Libertarian Rick Breckenridge said the party's platform is simple. Keep the government out. This includes the bedroom.
Do we need a special law? No. The Constitution protects everybody's right equally, not specialized rights.
The event at Great Falls College MSU was the final House debate this campaign season. Absentee ballots will be mailed beginning October 14th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Great Falls.
State fisheries managers want to stop stocking Hebgen Lake with hatchery-raised rainbow trout. Officials say the lake north of Yellowstone National Park has good wild trout reproduction due to good spawning habitat in 10 tributaries. An environmental assessment found that not stocking fish may result in the wild trout growing larger. Public comment is being taken through November 2nd. U.S. officials have approved a 117 million ton expansion of a Montana coal mine after concluding that burning the fuel would have a minor impact on the nation's overall greenhouse gas emissions. Federal mining officials said in documents made public Thursday that burning coal from the Spring Creek mine would generate roughly 160 million tons of carbon dioxide over the next 5 years. The officials say that would be less than 1% of projected U.S. emissions of the climate change gas. Environmentalists with Wild Earth Guardians had sued the Interior Department to challenge the expansion of the coal mine near the Montana-Wyoming border. U.S. District Judge Susan Waiters ordered in January a rigorous study of the planned expansion. Spring Creek is Montana's largest coal mine. It's owned by Cloud Peak Energy. The credit rating and software analytics company FICO plans to expand its Bozeman office. The company says it plans to move to a new location and hire 50 employees over the next 18 months. It opened its Bozeman office in March. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monades. Thanks for listening, and you can find more Montana news at mtpr.org.